So we're gonna get into our last thing before we get up out of here. So don't blame me for this, man. It's Trim's fault. You know, we so I'll tell you how this, I'm gonna tell you how this came about. You know, me and Trim, I call Trim probably every day at 10 o'clock. He's either in the meeting or doing something. I don't know. He'll pick up or he won't. This particular day he picked up. So, you know, I'm talking. Somehow we got on the subject of Jeezy and Jeannie, his Jeannie's ex-wife, the age, you know, the girl from The Real. And I remember this interview that Jeezy had, where Jeezy says that, you know, he had a thing for Asian girls when he was younger. You know, he had this girl that he had a crush on that that he really liked. So it wasn't a surprise to me that he went with Jeannie, that he married her. Because this girl that he, the way he talks about it, he's like, I really love this girl. I really liked her. Right? But I told Trim, now here's the key thing. Tay can hear what I'm saying. She's upstairs. I got Trim on speaker. And I say, yo, I heard Trim that she don't even like black men like that. She didn't say that. This is what my wife said. I said, then what did she say? So she said that she would have a black man as a side piece.
You gotta clear up a little bit, man.
Cause... No! I'm gonna do something better. I'm gonna do something better than that, Trim.
What's that?
I'm going to play the clip.
You know he got. You know he was heated from this, but that's what's.
I'm going to play the clip. Do I have the clip on here? Yes.
So
listen to what she says. Listen to what she says, Doug.
Subscribe for the very latest.
Play, Daddy.
You dated black guys.
Loved black guys. Yeah.
See, yeah.
I did. But for me, dark meat on the side, white keeps me mean and lean. You know, that's why I married white man. That's what I like.
Hold up. What do you mean dark meat on the side?
Because she likes way to please them. I am
no, I'm not. I'm saying like I really do think black men are attractive. I do. Like that's my.
Well, what do you mean dark meat on the side?
That means, honey.
That's.
You know what that means.
Wait, what are you reading it as?
I don't know. How did you say it?
I'm just saying it like, when I think about men, I like dark men. I do.
Right,
like,
you'd like your main man to be white and your side
piece
to be
dark. No,
we
are side men.
That's what we are.
No, that is not what I mean.
Jamie, explain what you mean.
Okay, what I meant is like, I used to date black men. Okay, I think they're attractive. But what I decided to stick to, because it just kept me happiest, was my man, Freddie, who happens to be white.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Okay. I'm hoping that they don't flag me on this.
they was wild.
Wait a minute, wasn't she describing chicken?
No. I'm trying to figure out how she was so naive to think that was not going to be taken to what Tabor was talking about. Like, how did she talk about, what you mean? I was like, yo,
wow.
But, yeah, go ahead, Tino.
So, when I'm all right, so I'm telling Tay, I'm like, yo, she said, first of all, Tay sent me this, like, this is going to defend this young lady. Like, this is supposed to be the you know, the thing that's going to say, oh, nah, she didn't say that. No, she said something worse.
Yeah.
She did. She was defending chicken.
it was, bro, it was like, it was like, damn. Excuse my language. It was just like the way she said it, like,
yeah, she didn't have any reservations.
How can you not?
She was not talking about the leg course. No. No.
Like, man, there's no way if I said, oh, I like Asian meat on the side and
y'all front. You get canceled.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
If you said that, there's no way people are not going to take that in that context, yo. I can't believe she said that, yo.
She said it. She said it as it was okay. It was her.
That joint had me so tickled, bro. She said it with no shame. She just said it at all.
It was like, that's how I get down. Yeah, it's okay.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you what I think happened here.
What's that?
So like Tremon, everybody laughs at me. I watch a lot of like reality, like game shows, like Amazing Race, Big Brother. And the reason why I watch these shows is because these people are put in tense environments, and they come from different walks of life, right? So the minute you get there, you probably acting like you're not racist. But when you get relaxed, the racism, guys, has no choice to come out. Why? Because you are who you are. So, here you are for me. This is my personal opinion. You have an example of a person who's sitting with her homegirl. She's relaxed. Even though she's in front of a camera and she's in front of a crowd, that's where she's relaxed. She's been doing this for so long that she's relaxed. Like, this is home. This is easy, right? I'm saying wild stuff to entertain people. Keep the crowd laughing, you know. Maybe say something that might get some clicks, that, you know, that might get some people talking about it. But you said something that was offensive, and you were comfortable with that because that's who you are, right? So now, here's the thing. The reaction that she gave was a reaction of a person that wasn't racist. Like, oh, nah.
I didn't mean it that way. Like, it was a preference difference. Not necessarily.
Right.
Not unnecessarily like a character thing, like not necessarily like a
right.
Being her authentic self.
You see her reaction though, right? She's like, "How did you take it?"
Because that's what doesn't make sense. Like, how can you say it's not racist when you say like you're attracted to black? That's what you're attracted to. Now, if you're saying that because your husband is white, was white. And you're just making that in the sense of like, this is what I was attracted to, but the guy I ended up with was a white dude. And I'm saying that in that space, in that reference, I understand it. But, the way it's initially, especially like how she says it, it's like, black men, I like them, but they're not good enough for me. White is what I need. And you know, I don't personally know Asians like that, but I know Asians. A lot of Asians think of like that when it comes to that.
Right. We are good enough to get money, to take our money.
One of them hair salons, so, beauty supply stores,
right.
Chinese food,
fried chicken,
of course,
barbecue, the stuff we, you know, all the stuff we like. beauty supply stores, you get, we giving you money, but we ain't good enough to be dating you. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, even though when that combination combined, we did give you one of the greatest golfers of all time.
What's wrong with Chuck?
He's like, Chuck is the GOAT. Ain't no question.
I didn't see that at all. I didn't see that. Yeah. You're right.
Tiger Woods.
You're right.
Tiger Woods. You understand what I'm saying?
Does Tiger even consider himself black?
No.
Afro-Blasian? Whatever. What did he call it?
What does he consider himself?
Listen, when he look in the mirror, he ain't got no choice. He don't care what he see himself as.
It's whatever he claims. No.
It's whatever the police say when they hit him with that nightstick.
I'm pretty sure his wife described him as a black man, or his ex-wife.
Right.
Like, you black, sir. You black.
But
my fault. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. Because you know how it gets. I'm just we need to wake this up.
Cause her is half, what's her name, is half Asian.
Yeah.
Her mom is what's her name? Filipino.
Mm-hmm. Listen to what she said. She said she loves black men and they find them attractive. But when it comes to the people that she, the man that she likes, which is white, she's happy there. To me, what that says is that we knocking it down.
I tried, Lord.
She did say, it's on the side.
And but the other person got the money. That's what it sounded like to me. That's how I took it.
Yeah,
that sounds like slavery.
Bingo.
That's a question. Are you really surprised?
It's not being surprised. It's what it is.
The audacity.
It's the audacity of you being able to come on TV and say this. And see, I blame her friends because what I feel like is happening. Yeah, you know,
Tamar was I don't know how Tamar took it. Tamar looked like she was.
She was TV.
We on TV. This is how I'm acting because we on TV. But if we was in a private setting, trust me,
right?
I was
going down.
And it sounded like the lady in the middle was too. Yeah.
I'm not talking about those people that was on the panel. I'm talking about her friends outside of this show. See, I feel like she probably has some white friends and somebody might have said something like that.
Probably.
And she probably didn't take an offense to it, you know, because that person might explain to them what they meant by it and it made sense to her. So she probably came on TV and probably said the same thing. This right here is red flag number one for Jeezy. It should have been. It should have been, bro. Like, this, it feels like a courtroom court episode. You need to be brought up on charges, Jeannie.
You, ma'am.
Because you, ma'am, offended a lot of black men. I'm offended. That you would think that I'm just a side piece giving you the nunchuck.
I'm done.
Bro. Wow, the nunchuck. Yo. Wow.
That's what we're doing.
You using me.
We want to clarify, people. We know there's plenty of side pieces out there.
Right.
It's the grounds of the side piece that we're talking about
here. Right. Like, you, because here's the thing, you brought race into this.
Right.
You brought race into this.
Is she really, or was she talking about chicken?
Nah, man, she talked about race. She talked about dark meat.
She said this was as she's still married. She was still married to the white dude.
Right. She's dating the white guy. She's married to him, whatever she is.
So was Jeezy the side piece?
No.
See, I don't think she was cheating. Well, maybe she was.
Was she not?
Well, Jeezy's gonna keep the secret, which he should. But I can speculate. I'm just gonna speculate. See, the rumor mill says that she moved the family in the crib. She moved her parents in the house. Mm-hmm. Right? And it really feels like, to me, maybe Jeezy wasn't being, he might have got some whiff of like of being disrespected in his crib. Maybe. I don't know.
Sounds about like that's a possibility.
You know, and it just, I don't know, like the disrespectfulness of this family might have got to him.
I could really hear it like one day, like they in the house arguing. It's like, Jeezy, you're acting like, I'm acting like what? You're acting like one of them.
Right.
What?
Right. Like, it has to be some racial tension there. Something.
I would think it probably would be, definitely.
Yeah, you're talking about. Yeah.
There's a high possibility there could be some racial tension up in there somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you got the race and culture running in tandem. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. Like, I guess you talk about race over here, like white and black, but if you grew up on Western culture, you at least have that integrated to a certain extent. But when you talking about Asian culture, where like, you know, they bring their components into a household and how it's grand, the hierarchy, all that mixed, it's gonna get challenging.
Yeah, easily.
This is young Jeezy. Like, this is he a rapper, bro. Like, he's from the South. Like, he black. I'm not talking about the skin tone. I'm talking about who he is. Like, he is black. So it's like,
and he's self-made black.
For real. And they don't get no blacker than that, bro.
Exactly.
So like, you how do you, it's me. That's why I was
stopped. I mean,
but she said this on TV. Like,
And here's why I think moving the parents in the house seems like it was the reason why this might have went down. Because when you're talking about raising kids, right? You talking about older, even our older, like our parents, they might put their two cent in about how you should raise the kid and why you do this, and you know what I'm saying, why you give them that, and you understand what I'm saying? So it could be something there where, you know, that type of thing was going on, and she wasn't addressing it, or she was accepting it, or she was co-signing it. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, that's tough, bro. Like, if you the quote unquote man in the house, and you got other parties co-signing some other stuff, that get got sideways real quick. Like, so that now you're, because for men, you know, respect is real high on the list. And if you feel like that respect level keeps dropping based on what's transpiring in the household, it's like,
and no man wants to be disrespected in his own household. So if he feels that he's being disrespected in any kind of way, he's going to step up and he's going to challenge that.
Right. And this is all alleged when it comes to Jeezy.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know. But
I know Jeezy on the up and up now, but I know that Trap or Die version about to show up. He's like, bro.
Right.
But one thing also, we forgot, he was also, he's the snowman.
Right. Hey, he is a snowman.
That is.
And you don't want that. You want no problem with the snowman. So I'm letting you know that right now.
You see that T-shirt come out? Yeah, just
right.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But another thing was, she actually, I don't know if you want to get to this, Tino, but she came out with an interview talking about her anger issues. So I was like, oh. She was describing the fact that it carried over from her first marriage, but she didn't really realize it. So Jeezy had to continuously check that. So I think Jeezy probably was like, man, and she was coming at him sideways. He's like, who are you talking to? I was like, you put that maybe coupled with the culture issues and the parents being in the home.
It's a recipe for some interesting times.
But yeah. I'm gonna let Walt say what he. But one thing I do want to say, I'm not bringing this up to be a chatty patty. I'm not. But there's some nuggets in here. You know what I'm saying? What you want to say, Walt?
No, I was just. Because, like what y'all were saying, when it comes to the whole thing of respect, like, that is a very big deal. If one culture feels like it's being disrespected by another, I mean, hearing them comments, you know, they don't age well at all, especially when you're sticking at things now. I don't know what Jeezy has said about this, but if I'm not mistaken, does he have kids?
Yeah, he has one by her, and he has one by, you know, I think, you know, another person.
See, now you got this little girl going to come up with, grow up with the biggest complex.
Mm-hmm. Right. And here's the thing, because I'm just keeping, like I said, these comments are very offensive. Like, as black men, we should be offended by something like that.
It's kind of like, yeah. And it's kind of like, I mean, I kind of figured you was a little racist. And,
right.
But it was to the degree you can say it on TV.
Right. But you know what? You're right. This is the audacity, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, the unmitigated gall for you to get on TV and say this. But the culture that we're in, we know we're the number one target out here. And without any real ramification, people could go up there and say anything about black men. Just keep it moving, bro.
So, how do you guys feel like she really feels about black? Do you think it's black men or black people or whatever?
I think she has a fetish for black men.
Yeah, but she does not. She just like how she said, she doesn't see black men as material to, you know, be with them, like just in a monogamous straight relationship. That's not, you know, monogamous relationship. It's like a society's.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's just the way she looks at us, and you know, I just think that she for real just. She literally has some type of, she's a racist, but doesn't know that she's racist. Because I legit think that she didn't think it was offensive. And that's what, I think that's one of the things I want to bring up, is that you got to watch out for people. You know, you got to recognize people who are racist and don't know it. Like, some people crack jokes, right, or say something like that, and then you just laugh it off, even though you feel a certain type of way, like ha ha ha, like, you know what I'm saying, oh, you know, that was funny, but you really don't feel like it's funny. Nah, you check them.
How do you? My bad. Go ahead.
No. What you gonna say?
So how would you play devil's advocate if she said, "Yo, I'm really just speaking on my preference. That's what I prefer." Because, like, people ask me, like, you know, I was, before I met my wife, I was kind of like, you know, I'm not saying she gotta be black, But I would really prefer, if God please, I really prefer a black man. That's what I really
want. Well, with her, what she said, she said that she likes a dark meat on the side.
Yes, that's the thing. That's the thing.
That's what thing. I'm saying.
So, you wanna talk about ribs?
No. Like, not like, yo, like, so you, yes, you love your white man that you're with right now, but somebody knocking you down on the side. That's what you're saying. Like, I'm gonna tell you what makes me really mad. When you say something blatant and then tell me it's not that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Don't do that to me. Everybody knows I'm not. I mean, I don't think everybody knows this, because some people who might meet me might think that I'm just a very intense person. But most people who know me know that I'm not the person that gets angry like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's going to make me angry. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're trying to make me feel like I'm stupid. But here's the other thing that I need to go back and watch this whole entire interview. If you didn't apologize, because no matter what you say or how you feel about what you said, If it's offensive to somebody, you need to apologize.
Even if you think you offended someone first.
Right. My bad. I didn't mean it that way. But you do need to come with a solid reason of how you meant it, too, at the same time. You like your dark meat on the side.
Kiss her slam and tram.
No pun intended.
Yeah, it do sound like somebody. Yo, it literally sound like that's something like something like a white lady would say in like 1873 or something like that. You know, old hardcore that work in the field.
They're saying it now.
Right.
These jokers walk around here, bro. Why do you think that the Adam 22 situation happened?
The who?
What? Adam 22.
Right. Good. But see, alright, so here's the thing, Trent. Let me say this. You know, what tends to happen sometimes in these big Hollywood rooms, or these parties, let's say the core room just might walk up, and we might walk into a party, you know, we fresh to death. You know what I'm saying? We got our suits on, we chilling, we got money in our pocket, we popping bottles, or we just, you know, we're in a setting where it's a mixture of people, right? And we might get approached to be like a side piece for some marriage. Like, this is how these Hollywood people get down. You know what I'm saying? People become boy toys. Black men. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's real like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It'll be the same way that she just explained it. You know? But, you know, I want to say this. Like, this to me, like I said, this is a red flag, bro. This is a red flag. And I mean, hey, I'm not speaking to Jeezy. That's a grown man with money. But I am speaking to somebody who might run into something like this. You gotta read the red flags, man. This right here is crazy, man. I've never thought that I would.
Know yourself well.
Yeah. Cause they definitely will use you to be a donor.
That's true. Yo, get out.
Right.
Wolvie, get out.
Exactly.
Hey, man.
Hey,
what you think is happening on these college campuses? Athletes.
That's a question. I mean, is this any different than how America has been treating us from the start of the inception of this country?
It's not.
I mean, so are you surprised?
But we're not surprised. We're taking a well-known situation and bringing it to making it so that way it's a situation that you see and that you understand, because that's Jeezy and that's Jenny.
Yeah.
Let's take that and bring it to your real life. Understand. Now, what I'm about to say is not about Jeezy and Jenny. You know,
it's just a small speck.
I'm just saying, grand scheme
of a whole picture.
But what I'm saying is that like Walt said, know your worth, know that your melanin is important.
True. Facts.
Know that your melanin is important.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? It matters. They can make as much fun as they want to, but that melanin is gold.
Facts.
It's gold. They can say what they want to, but it's. But once again, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. It's melanin is gold. I'm not saying that this is with Jeezy. I don't know. But I use that situation to say that some people will take advantage of you if you don't read the red flags. That's it. But Jeezy's a G. He did what he's supposed to do. I got kids with this woman. I'm a bow out gracefully. I'm a be out. I'm gonna take. It's been real. No pun intended. It's been real. But I'm gone. That's all he did. He did it the right way. You know, but just take some. I think Jeezy will want you to look at that situation, even though he's not talking about it like that. He did give a small idea, like, you know, what was going on and whatever, but he's not talking about it. But I think that he will want somebody to learn from this. And any way we can take away from it, I'm not trying to be a chatty patty, but I am trying to help people understand that if you're gonna date outside your race, just make sure that it's real and that you know, like, people are not trying to take advantage of you or making you a side piece, some side meat, even in your marriage.
Facts.
We also, the ones who participate in that also gotta realize that, hey, I'm better than that. And I'm not gonna entertain that. But I mean, you gotta look at the fact that knowing stuff like that is out there, how many are still like, well, I don't care, and they lower the bar when they do go in and participate in acts like that. So right. It's on two sides, it's on both sides.
It, like I said, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong from dating outside your race. I, you know, I mean, that's you. You do you. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But at the same breath, in the same breath, don't let somebody make call you some type of side meat or treat you, you know, like you just somebody that they just let you knock it down and you keep it moving.
They shouldn't entertain it either. But I mean, some people, some places, you know, they don't care. So it's like they get theirs. So
yeah, don't be naive, man. Don't be a trick out here, man. Don't be a mark. Don't be none of that. Just keep your eyes open. Be aware. And we ended there. Hey, listen. I don't blame it on me. Blame it on Trent.
Dude, I didn't say bring this one up. I said bring the other one up. Anyways.
What other one?
I said bring the other. We were talking about it. It led into this, but we was referring to the thing that the joint that was on to what was said on
Amazing Race,
and I said just to save for the next episode. Anyways, that's what I this was your emotions carrying over into this, and you said I gotta bring this out. Yeah. That was you.
We're gonna talk about that too. We'll talk about that another day. That was crazy. Wild.
This is you.
Why you didn't stop me?
Dude, I didn't know you was gonna put this out there.
Several times too, Tino. You said this is Trim.
I'm gonna tell you why Trim didn't stop me. Because he like to get controversy out of me. He uses me. Trim is a podcast pimp.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He say things that get me riled up.
You right. He'll try to set it up like, oh yeah, I see.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about?
You've been sniping all night. I've seen it.
he liked to bait me, man. I'm stupid. I take the bait every time. But we're gonna still talk about that.
Oh Lord.
Well, hey, it's been another episode of God's work.
Amen.
Hey, you know, there's certain things that got to be said, man. You know, but God loves all people. We love all people too. But don't play the fool, man. Hey, anything else before we get up out of here?
Like, comment, click subscribe, all the good stuff, share all that. Definitely subscribe to the vlog.
Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. You probably ain't listened to this whole podcast, but thank you anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's it before we get up out of here.
Yeah. If you can't be on their arm, you shouldn't be in their bed. Nah.
That too.
We no side meat, son.
Word.
All I'm saying is, if you go, again, if you do it interracial dating, just make sure that the commitment is reciprocal. Or it's right. Culture. You know what I'm saying?
It's right. Don't be the fool. Don't be the fool. And that once again, not saying that Jeezy was a fool, but Jeezy is a G.
He probably be for real was genuine about it.
Right. Oh, pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think he was
genuine about it. Yeah. I think he was really genuine because he got put. He looked really, really different as far as how he was being married. So he looked a lot like a different person.
Yeah, listen, Jeezy is a guy who's dealing with depression right now. You don't be around where he was around all those years and not be depressed. And I'm not just saying that. He said he's dealing with depression. So maybe this, you know, like I said, maybe he just saw some things that wasn't good for him in his time in his life. So he cut it off.
I think the anger issue that she was referring to, I think that was mm-hmm. a big consideration in this move, because that's But, you know, just think about from a guy of his stature and what he had to access to. I don't see him be like, I'm going to keep coming home and you keep calling me sideways. I got to keep checking you over the same behavior.
I mean, sideways, she already called a black man a side piece. But anyway.
I'm going right into that. Oh, Jesus.
Listen, I'm just offended. I'm upset that I'm just upset. I'm sorry.
Well, technically, she didn't say black man. She did say black meat, dark meat,
whatever. She knows. She talked about black man. She said it. So don't try to be the lawyer. You, like I said, you get to smoke too, Trent.
She was technically talking about chicken.
She said black. She like she talked about black men. But anyway, we gonna get up out of here.
Technically, she was. Anything I gotta get put in, anything we put in there. We are assuming. Technically,
allegedly,
we're assuming.
Yeah,
she didn't say particularly black at that time. She said dark meat.
And she was listen, all sound like all Mexican, African American, Dominican, whatever you're human, Arab, whatever. If your hue is dark, you go on the side and the white meat is the main course. That's what she said. But anyway, we out of here. It's a Coral. Be easy.
QB3.
For my people. QB3. Yes, production sir. Company. Kings of Republic.
Yep.
We all of that. But you know, in this situation with the car, when we out, y'all take care, God bless. Easy.